Sounds like a rapper to me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Send your prayers. It's but a talking fucking robot.
Oi!
Hello, welcome back to Max and Solly's Adventures.
Very.
We're
nice
back time. For another week, classic. Why not? Just to keep everyone updated, we're still waiting to hear from Jay-Z. One day, I'm sure he'll get back to me and come on the podcast. But while we wait for him, we've got a guest this week.
We do indeed.
We've mixed it up. It's our new housemate.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi.
Yeah.
My name's Yanni.
Good, Dad, dude. Cool. Moving swiftly on. So she's with us this week. So
that's a bit of a brief introduction.
Well, yeah, because we're going to play a game later and get to know her real well.
Oh, okay.
So we'll get excited for that. You could probably explain how you know us or know.
Oh, yeah.
That might
how do we know you?
I don't know.
It's our new housemate. We've got a new housemate. Okay, there we go. That's the long story short.
Yeah.
Challenges, Maxwell, how did you go?
Oh, cracking, mate.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, had a fun time doing it.
Yeah.
It was, when I first started, it was a little bit easier. Oh, I should probably explain the challenge. It was 51 capitals and countries in Europe to make a rap or a poem about it. But when I first started, I was like, oh, this is piss.
Uh-huh.
Then it got really difficult.
Nice.
Because things stopped rhyming.
Yeah.
And then once I got into a rhythm, it flowed quite well. And then I finished it off.
So next Eminem or?
Sounds like a rapper to me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Cool.
I reckon there's a Grammy in there somewhere.
Do you want to do it now or do you want to do it at the end?
Do you want to do it? Update us on your challenge and then I'll...
Oh, I only bit like twice and one of them was really bad on the walk back from cricket when you said there were only six, there were seven people there. I was like, there's six. You're like, there's seven. I'm like, there's six. And I got really annoyed and angry and you were just doing it to make me bite. And that was about it, really. You tried quite a lot by saying, oh, shit, cricket. And I didn't buy that because we know it's not true. You tried it a couple of times, but realistically, cricket and my eyes are the only things I've got going for me. So
turns out they did work, and you can count to six.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I did alright, but obviously, if your rap's good, I'll give you the win because otherwise, you're losing a lot by a lot.
Yeah. It's a bit unfair.
We'll let Yanni decide if your rap's good enough to get a victory.
So
basically,
a couple of things to acknowledge here very quickly.
Yeah,
51
mm-hmm.
is the amount we're on. Now I know that it's United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Okay. Is London. However, I said England just to make it flow. But and the second bit, which is slightly controversial, is I know it's Bosnia and Herzegovina. I know that it's Bosnia and.
Okay.
For the beat, I had to say Herzegovina.
Cool.
So yeah, just to let you know, it's the first.
Do you want me to beatbox for you?
No, not at all.
Okay, cool. Well then, give us a go, mate.
So the first bit is just bang, 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 and then it goes into a little poemy bit. Okay?
Are you going to get stage fright like me?
Yeah, I'm petrified.
Right, cool.
Man, well, some liquid courage.
Take it away then.
Okay, ready? La, la, la.
Is that a tune?
Sarajevo, Herzegovina, Yerevan, Armenia, Tallinn, Estonia, Vilnius, Lithuania, London and England, Helsinki and Finland, Hungary, Budapest, Romania, Bucharest, Nur-Sultan in Kazakhstan, Baku's in Azerbaijan, Austria, Vienna, Andorra, La Vella, Russia and Moscow, Norway and Oslo, Albania, Tirana, Slovenia, Ljubljana, Cyprus, Nicosia, Bulgaria, Sofia, Madrid's in Spain, Kiev has Ukraine, next we're in Italy, where we find Rome, then to Sweden, whose capital is Stockholm. Slovakia is next, with capital Bratislava, and Turkey, Ankara, where they eat baklava. San Marino is its own capital, Luxembourg too, Germany, Berlin, with its infamous zoo, Athens of Greece, home of Zeus, Liechtenstein's capital, known as Vaduz, Amsterdam's in Holland, where we do smoke, Reykjavik in Iceland, where the three lions did choke, Portugal's Lisbon, the April Bridge we go over, then we head northeast to Chisinau, found in Moldova, further north we head to Latvia, Riga, before turning back to Montenegro, Podgorica, the letters in Malta, where Grandma was born, Brussels in Belgium, where Tintin was drawn, Denmark, Copenhagen, that we did learn. Next on the list, Switzerland, the capital is Bern. On the beaches of Zagreb, we sit in the shade. That's in Croatia and Serbia's Belgrade. Monaco and Vatican are their own capitals, methinks. But not Belarus, that would be Minsk. Poland and Warsaw, France and Paris. Kosovo, Pristina, Georgia, Tbilisi. Czech Republic and Prague, where the beer is bubbling, but they serve Guinness in Ireland and in Dublin. Only one more is left. It's North Macedonia and the capital, Skopje. But nothing rhymes with that.
And yeah, that I think that's probably quite good.
Is my rap.
Do you reckon he wins?
That was pretty good. I thought that was pretty good.
Smashed it.
Yeah, I'll give it in, mate.
Absolutely smashed that.
You can have the win. Look, I'll leave a mark in the book right now.
Boom.
It's 3-1 to me still. Well done.
If you want me to print it for anyone, you know, just in case you do want to learn them.
It'll be on the website that we one day put up with my song and this and the Save Them Off t-shirts.
Yeah.
Save them off.
I mean, you've got an Instagram.
We just whack it straight on the Instagram.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah, we could do a rap video and we can have that.
You could do that.
Like, just have a green screen in the back and just travel to different places.
That'd be incredible. Nice.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
What's your challenge for next week going to be?
Cause okay.
You might be on a winning streak right now. What you got for us?
Well, that I really enjoyed. I wanted to do another one or something similar, but I'm going to take a break from it.
Oh.
Right. Okay.
So instead,
yeah,
I'm going to do the Yes Man Challenge.
What's the Yes Man Challenge?
24 hours. I can only say yes.
This is going to be banging.
So,
okay.
You're going to do the washing up, the cleaning, all the housework.
Can we do it like, you know, if you were to rub a lamp and you get a genie out and you get 3 wishes, can you then say...
It's 24 hours. I have to say yes.
Just 24 hours. So I can't be like, oh, can this challenge last for the whole week? And you have to say yes.
Oh
no, that's
but
no.
You said you're a yes.
No.
When does the 24 hours start? Because
we'll decide a day between the three of us.
Okay.
Sunday.
Do you want to do Sunday?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Why Sunday?
Because you go to work on Monday, so you'd miss half the day of him being a yes man.
So you want to
do
so
it before you go to work.
Okay.
Unless we do it.
Otherwise, you're going to miss half a day.
Unless
you do Saturday, because you probably want an early night on Sunday. I mean, I don't know why I'm trying to assist you guys in this, but...
But I'm out on Saturday. I've got friends to go and see, you see.
Oh,
someone's popular.
Just saying.
Okay, well, I tell you what.
Okay, let's try Sunday.
You two combined choose.
We're going to do Sunday.
And it's 24 hours, the same as my challenge. So at
0000,
it starts. 0000 ends.
But you only wake up at like 1:30 in the afternoon.
No, then you wake me up. You wake me up and go,
gosh, imagine waking him up when you wake up. That's going to be banging. That was poor high five.
Bad high five.
That's awful high five.
That's right.
But yeah, that's going to be my challenge.
Nice.
Okay.
My challenge, I'm going to let Yanni choose.
Ooh.
There was a couple thrown
out. Gosh, yeah, what did we... I can't even remember what we said.
So one of them was no hair products.
Yes.
That's a difficult one.
Or nothing, no Alice bands, or you're wearing a sweatband now for no reason.
No hats.
What, so you're saying you have to...
Oh, the whole shebang.
Okay, or the other one?
Your really annoying accents... Can't be done.
Very inaccurate accents, yeah.
They're pretty good if you ask me.
I was thinking about this the other day. I think I've heard you speak in an English accent for about 25 minutes this week.
It's weird that he timed that, but you know.
You always got to have a stopwatch going.
True that. Okay, well, either one, I guess.
I think, you know, let's keep them in mind and choose one this week. And if we can't think of another one next week, we'll do the other one.
Yeah.
So do the hair thing this week because it's, you know, you've been banging on about your hair all week. So
it's incredible
actually,
hair.
Yeah, that's
just great. So what can I not do?
So you literally can't. Well, you can wash your hair. Obviously, we'll let you do that.
Oh, that's nice of you guys. Thank you guys.
It just comes off a week. It's just dreaded already.
No hats, sweatbands, no Alice bands, hair clips.
Can I top knot my hair?
Nope. That's
no,
it. That's a
hairband, isn't it? And no hair gel that sits on the mirror by the,
no
the
hats.
Front door.
What about when I'm playing cricket or tennis?
No, sorry, mate.
Oh, you can wear a lid.
No.
For cricket.
It's your problem. It's your problem.
No lid. I'm going to go out and buy a new ball now.
For 7 days.
And
bowl sorry.
Everything short. I mean, it's not that quick, but, yeah.
A lid's not a hat.
Okay, apart from if someone's bowling at your head, you can wear.
Okay, I'll fully show it. I can't do that either.
I was going to say that's pretty easy. Okay. Right,
within safety limits. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't cycle with a helmet on anyway, so that's pretty pointless.
Ooh, that's so cool.
God, that strikes the hell out of me. I'm going to get you on. And you're allowed to wear that as well because...
Safety first.
Well, now I've got the challenges. We're going to move on. Next section.
Yanni, don't fancy doing a challenge this week? I'm just throw it out there.
Do you want to do a challenge?
Yeah, so we did talk about this. So, because I complain a lot.
No complaining for a week?
No complaining for a whole
But we'll do a five-strike rule like Jack had for his biting.
A five-strike rule. And I think we should keep it within, like, us three. So, if you guys hear it, because at work, obviously, hopefully I won't complain within my first week of working there. But...
It's like, oh, these early starts.
but yeah.
Your leg's fine, leave.
and that includes, I don't know.
Yeah, everything.
Your bruises.
Okay. My bruises.
let's play Knowing Me, Knowing You, Knowing Us. The first three questions are just for you, Gani.
Okay.
Your most embarrassing moment.
My most embarrassing... That's a really hard one to think of on the spot. So, I know we talked about...
recent memory.
Yeah, we did talk about within the last week. Managed to fall off my bike twice. What did I do? Fell off on the left side. Got pushed off. The first time.
Ooh. Never forgive that old lady.
No, it was a 50-50 issue with me and my friend. And then the second time, fell off on my right side, managed to fracture my old neck of femur, my hip. I just bruised it massively.
You broke your elbow.
I did minorly fracture my right elbow.
Sounds broken to me.
Huh, what a dick.
Little bit of bruising.
Sounds pretty
there.
Broken to me.
With all the complaints.
Sounds like that. good luck not complaining for a week.
No.
What's your biggest fear?
I think it's like falling. I do think it's falling.
It's ironic. Falling on the back twice.
This stuff writes itself.
This isn't even us.
As in like falling from a height.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. And your worst habit?
Complaining.
It must be. Either or. It must be complaining. Yeah.
Fair play.
I mean, that's in your opinion, but that's fine.
If your opinion doesn't matter anymore.
Wow. When did it ever?
Ouch. Fuck.
Sorry.
We'll do a quick one for everyone. Favourite cocktail?
Mojito. Ooh.
Mojito for Maxwell.
Mojito.
Yeah. Mine's an espresso martini.
Oh, no issues with that.
I'd go with something like a woo-woo or one of the sunset things, whatever they're called.
Tequila sunrise thing.
Is that the one?
I guess it's sunset sunrise. I know the one you're on about.
Yeah. I don't think it's tequila, though. It's like vodka or something.
Yeah. I think, for me, obviously, working in pub, making espresso martinis is such a pain that I've decided that I don't want to drink them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no,
because they are just a pain to make.
Mm-mm.
Mojito's nice and easy.
Fair.
Yeah, don't need shake or anything. Okay, cool. Favourite food?
Pasta.
Yeah, fairly obvious.
Pasta pizza. Which is literally, it's blown my mind that I now live with a person who makes pizza for a living. It can't write itself this life.
That was a real clinching point. We live in a shithole, but he makes pizza. Literally. Go on then.
I might have to clean this and it might take me a year, but hey ho.
That's good.
What's yours?
My favourite foods.
You vegan.
Fuck.
It's not going to be a vegan food though. It's going to be steak or something like that. Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie. Have a day. I'm a big fan of curry. I could eat curry meal of the day. I like spice.
What curry? Indian curry or Thai curry?
Ooh.
Indian.
I like a Thai curry.
Indian curry.
So you've all said meals, and actually, I do think my favourite thing ever is cheese. And I think cheese goes on pizza. Oh, you said meal. Okay,
yeah.
You said food, but that's fine.
Oh, okay. I meant a meal.
Zinger.
Fair. Yeah, pizza.
Shit.
That's cool.
Nah, cheese is penguin.
It's all good. Cheese, oh.
How spicy did you go at Nando's?
Medium.
Pussy?
Nah.
Medium.
Give your girl.
Wow, the sexism's rife, boy!
Oh my goodness.
No, I just expect more from you because you...
What, because I'm a man?
Because you talk a big game.
Yeah, very nice.
You talk a big game. You seem to think you're the big cheese and you get medium at Nando's.
No, alright. So I get medium.
Stop trying to defend what you've just said.
First of all, if I get wings, I get extra hot wings. There's no point in getting medium wings. But if I get a medium chicken or burger, I put extra hot sauce in it. I just prefer the sauce on the side to coat it
so
in my chicken.
So the base is medium.
The medium base is the best sauce.
Mm-hmm.
By far.
Fair play.
Bang on, what about you?
I go extra hot, my man. Okay. And the last one is celebrity threesome. We're asking for...
one man, one woman.
One man, one woman.
Women's easy. Zendaya, move on.
Really?
100%.
Okay. And the geezer?
Her or Dua Lipa.
We have to pick one.
Zendaya.
Right, okay.
Zendaya.
I mean, if you say a name right, that'd help the case.
Yeah.
And any...
Gigi Wijnaldum.
And Gio Wijnaldum.
Yeah.
If you don't know, he plays for Liverpool.
He's a beautiful, beautiful man.
Right, okay.
This is such a massive thing to think about.
You're
so surprised by Genie, aren't you?
I'm so surprised by Wijnaldum. I can't fathom it.
Oh,
that's unbelievable. He's just a footballer. Like, he's nothing special. He's an all right footballer. He's fairly useful.
Yeah.
I don't look at him and go, God, that's a good looking footballer.
But the thing is, if you choose someone like Zac Efron, like, I'm going to be looking at that six pack going, why don't I look like that? And I know why.
Why don't you look
like that? This is so interesting because in the 5 seconds I've had to think about this, I've actually decided that mine might be Tom Hardy and then for a female, Lizzo.
Lizzo?
Because she looks so saucy. Do you know what I mean? She's just like, I'll do what I want.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
That's confidence.
I mean, he's rascal, but yeah.
But because Tom Hardy's got, he's packing, he's absolutely gorge. And then Lizzo's obviously still gorgeous, but like, she just looks saucy.
Yeah, can't argue.
So, I think they'd be my two.
It's fairly easy. I'd go Rita Ora and Zac Efron.
Rita Ora?
Zac Efron?
She's superb, Rita Ora.
Who are you?
And Zac Efron, I mean, what a man, come on.
Rita Ora, really? Yeah, I think she's genuine run of the mill.
She's out about.
You're mistaken,
she's quite attractive.
You're mistaken.
And also, you can't say Rita Ora if you want Jay-Z on her.
Oh.
Apparently, they had an affair or something, didn't they?
Yeah, Beyonce found out. Well, I better not say Beyonce because they're definitely not going to come.
That's true though, isn't it? That's
rumored. It's
never
very rumored.
Never.
Oh, do you know what?
Never.
I'm going to drop Zac Efron and get Timberlake on there. Can we set the mood from his voice?
Whoa! That is wild.
I know. Rita Ora, JT.
I mean, if I genuinely had long to think about that, it'd probably be two completely different people, even though Tom Hardy is my like phone background and has always been. It's, I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah.
I go for Friends as my phone background, Max.
Friends?
Mine's not the friends.
As in my personal friends,
right.
My mates.
Yeah.
The people I like in my life.
I mean, I've got my brother and my sisters are my lock background.
Oh, okay. Cool. Makes sense.
Usually it's a photo of me. Yeah. My background.
Bit vain.
I thought you were talking about mine then. I was like,
I don't think it is.
You or your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Depending on how you feel. Okay, cool. Another new segment we've got this week. We're dropping them in. It's 5-minute stories.
They probably aren't going to be 5 minutes long.
Well, we've got 5 minutes to discuss the story, okay?
Yeah.
So it's 5 minutes to tell and discuss the story. So we're literally doing a story in 5 minutes. You're going to hear from each of us with our individual stories. And we're going to sort of break them up and do them throughout this podcast. So kicking us off with a 5-minute story, we're going to have Maxwell to kick us off.
Time's at the ready.
So yeah, I'm going to start a timer, like right now, it's starting.
Okay, so mine dates back to when I went to university in Liverpool.
Nice.
And there was four of us and we decided to go on a night out, but it was quite a rogue one. I think we planned to stay in and have a curry and whatnot.
And then we'd
had a couple of drinks, we're like, oh, fuck it, should we just go out?
When you're feeling big, yeah, I get that.
So we've all got ready and whatnot, ready to go out. Done a couple of drinking games, and one of them felt a little bit ill after the drinking game, so called it a night early.
Did you have the curry before going out, or did you scrap off the curry?
I think we scrapped off the
curry.
You scrapped off the curry. Yeah.
Okay. So you planned to have curry, you thought after two beers, you thought, no more curry, we're going out.
Have you met Max?
Yeah, true that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Food is cheating, whether...
Eating's cheating.
That's the one.
Yeah, that worked well for you the other night, didn't it? Someone was in bed at 11:30.
Anyway, going back to my 5 minutes... So we've gone out courtesy of one of our friends. She's paid for our taxi out. We got into town. We've gone to a nice cocktail bar, or I think it's a shot bar. Started drinking big time. I got with her. Then my friend got with her. Then she's sort of come back to me. And by this stage, she was absolutely fine in the taxi. This stage,
nice.
Absolutely battered.
Okay.
Like
wait, one more time. You got with her first, then your friend.
Either way, I can't remember.
And then she came back to Max.
And she came back to Max.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's how
you are the big cheese.
Yeah. And
God, we keep talking about cheese. Makes me hungry.
And So then she's bought a taxi for me and her back to my place, where I've put her into my bed, and then she's like, "Oh, go out, enjoy your night. I'll get you a taxi."
What a gent.
So she's bought me another taxi to get back out. Mm-hmm. Met up with my mate who's already out.
Yep.
Then we've partied all night. And then got another taxi back from her, somehow.
So she was still awake and got you a taxi back?
No, she gave me her phone.
You had her phone?
Yeah.
So you had your phone and her phone?
Yeah.
So what happens if she was dying at home?
There was more people at home.
No contact?
There's people at home.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so
that's crazy. That's
also, like, who gives their phone away?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
At that age,
you stole it, didn't you?
Just took it. 100%. Just get
Uber. I didn't steal a phone.
Well, that's what I'm hearing.
Anyway,
she was stolen the phone.
So we've gone out. We come back about 4 o'clock in the morning. We come back. I've gone to fall asleep in my bed and seen she's in there. So I've gone, oh fuck it, I'll just stay on the couch. Go to the couch, lay on the couch, and falling asleep. Wake up in the morning, and I'm like, oh, hey, how is everyone? How do you feel? The friend that didn't go out, like, very kindly made us all tea and whatnot. Then she's come out of my room and gone, oh, guys, I'm going to shoot really quickly. And she's dipped. And I was like, oh, that's really weird. Like, I wanted to say thank you for the taxis. Like,
Where did you sleep?
On the couch.
You slept on the couch.
No, it's just one flat. Yeah.
She was in one flat. You slept on the sofa. She was in your bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you absolute gentleman.
I know. I try.
Some legends out there.
Yeah.
So the whole day, I've just like moseyed on the couch and haven't really moved too much. And then, you know, it's coming up to about midnight. I'm like, oh, feeling a bit tired. I might go to bed. Catch you all in a bit. So I've got up, got into bed, pull my covers back, and go, oh, let me quickly use the bathroom. Gone to the bathroom, and then come back, got into bed. I'm like, oh, that's a bit damp. I thought I'd dried myself after my shower. So I sort of get up, get my towel, dry myself in, get in again. I was like, it's still damp. Like, this is really weird. So I pull my cover back, pull my sheet off, and it's about 3-4 foot long by 3 foot.
Okay.
Just a puddle of piss.
Oh,
how do you know it wasn't sweat? Some people sweat profusely.
How do you know it wasn't her tears
when she woke up and found that her phone wasn't there?
No, I gave
someone
her phone
had
back.
Stolen it.
I gave her phone back.
Yeah, after she'd cried.
So anyway, it's 100%. So I've called my mates into my room, like, guys, what the fuck? And they're like, yeah, that's 100% piss. So
how did we discover it was piss? Was it a sniff test?
Oh my
god.
Probably
a sniff test. Like I was doing earlier, you know?
Just giving it a quick...
No, if you really want to wring it out into
then
a cup
and see what...
For a nice little a straw. Not a plastic one, though. God forbid.
Little sip. Okay. Like a metal one.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Obviously.
Okay. Yeah.
And
fair.
And so I flipped the mattress. Nice. And then, yeah, it sort of explained why she dipped
That's
so quickly
so
in the
crazy.
Morning.
Bless
but
her.
She still made you tea?
No,
this
is
my
other
one, yeah.
So I actually have a question from like the first... sort of statement that you
Far
said.
Away.
You said back at university, and I just wanted to know what year you went to university and what year you also then finished university.
It's really interesting. So I went to uni in 2015.
We finished high school in 2015.
Yeah.
So we also went
so
to uni.
September 2015.
Yeah.
Yep.
To January 2016.
Okay.
And then went back to university.
And then you just thought you had some time off after
went
that.
Went back to university.
Yeah.
I got a job.
Time off.
September 2016.
Okay.
And then left the following August.
Okay.
Do you know how that's worked out perfectly? 5 minutes as well.
That's 61 milliseconds, though.
Yeah, we can work on that.
It's you shouting big cheese at me. That's all that is.
I'm sorry for trying to big up a friend. I apologise.
It was a nice story.
Yeah, it was alright.
Glad you heard it.
It was a good story.
Yeah.
We're now going to do another classic on how do I this week.
Are you guys
look...
not doing your 5 minute stories?
Yeah, we'll do them after. We're going to split
them up.
All right.
Spread them out. So we're now going to do
look like a thief and then leave.
Yeah, pretty much.
You stole a phone.
It's the long con, mate. You've just been set up. You've been pranked by the prank patrol. How do I?
I just can put out very good friend. You know,
cool.
No bad blood there.
Right, okay. We're now going to do how do I, and it's how do I kebab.
Yeah.
So this week we're talking about when you get a kebab, what do you do? What do you have? What do you add to it? Go for sides? Do you go for drinks?
This is so sad. I mean, firstly, I don't think I've ever got a kebab, like from a kebab van shop. Like
what?
Well, I say that. I think I might have actually ever had one, and it would have been like a falafel place. Or do they do falafel kebab? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Okay,
see,
so
I was going to say
falafel
for my kebab. That's what I go for. I don't
fair
go for
fair.
A
you go for lamb.
So one time, I've
I don't
had
go
one
for lamb.
Once.
You've had one kebab.
He wouldn't. Why would he go for lamb? He's
well, no, he used to be.
I never used to go for lamb either. I used to go for chicken when I wasn't.
Would you?
I never
when
said
you're
lamb.
Out and you're drunk, do you ever have the urge to eat meat?
No, it's only when he's sober and someone puts a steak in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to a lovely restaurant, they're offering a lovely steak at a lovely price, and I'm not paying.
Yeah,
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, I will peruse the steak.
Otherwise, it's a pea and mint soup.
Interesting.
I do love a pea and mint soup.
That was so good. You don't diss the pea and mint soup.
Right, anyway.
Sorry.
How do we kebab? You've never had a kebab.
No, I think I have had one.
Right,
okay. It's very simple.
Let's kick us off. Max, talk me through your kebab.
Very simple. You get your pita bread.
Okay. Are you going pretty? Are you going homemade bread? Are you going...
Yeah, no,
going,
they're homemade
Are you going one of the wraps?
I like my wrap to be wrapped up afterwards.
So you're going for... No, but you get wrap bread. You can get pita bread, or you can get the homemade bread.
Yeah.
So which one are we going for?
Homemade bread.
You're going for homemade bread.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you could have said that rather than pita, and then...
Yeah, you sort of said
then
the homemade
I'm
pita
sure
wrap.
It's pita bread,
and I'm like,
it?
There is no homemade pita wrap, my son.
Okay,
that's
so you've got the bread.
I've got my bread. I've got my
bread. The bread's there.
The homemade breads.
Right, it's very simple. Okay.
This is not going to be simple, but fine, go on.
You get one of the lamb off the stick.
Skewer. That's what most people call them, yeah.
Yeah. And you get some lamb off the...
Some doner meat?
Yeah, off the doner.
Okay, cool.
All goes in. You then turn to your kebab man and go, all the salad, please.
Do you?
And then you go, all the sauce, please.
All the sauce?
Two bad boys, one lemon, wrap it up.
You might have to explain what bad boy is.
Oh, it's them chilies.
Right, okay, cool.
The green chilies that taste like plastic.
Obviously, our kebab man knows what they are.
Yeah.
Again.
But only goes medium and Nando's. This is what I can't get over.
Fine. Yeah, two bad boys, one lemon, bang, move on, wrap that up, I'll see you at home. Sides? Oh, no.
No sides.
Who would you get the cab home with, or would you just take someone's phone and then order it?
I walk.
Oh, you walk?
These legs.
Oh, because you didn't have someone's phone to... Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Sounds great. What about you, Jack? What's your... Are we...
So wait, side?
Oh,
no sides.
No sides.
No sides?
It's all in the wrap.
No drink. Ooh.
No, unless
so you
he's
get kebab,
offering
you
me Jack Daniels.
You get kebab, you leave. You say, boss man, thank you.
Yep.
Have a good evening.
Do you have a phone that I can get text you home?
I've actually used his phone as well before when I've locked myself out of the house.
Yeah, probably.
How?
I had to call Matt to let me... Like,
right, got you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I go falafel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've mentioned ever before, I'm a vegan.
Whoa!
Hang about. You gave him all this, you know, whatever, for the bread... What goes first?
Right, well, obviously I go homemade bread. I'm not a...
It wasn't like
Wally.
You were banging on about it.
Not a Wally. Homemade bread.
It.
Because I didn't claim to have all
but
three kinds of bread.
But you get chips as well.
I do get chips.
Oh, I would get chips.
I get chips on the side.
100p.
When I used to be a meat eater, back in the dark days, I used to not get the bread. I used to go meat and chips. But now, being a vegan, I go falafel wrap in the homemade bread before Max kicks up a storm.
Any sauces?
I go hummus, chili. Bang. I don't like the taste of garlic. It's too much in the morning. Even when you brush your teeth the night before, you wake up and your mouth just
That's
tastes like
so
garlic
funny.
And I hate it. And then I go lettuce, onion, cucumber, tomato. Bang. Wrap that up, my son. Portion of chips. Sometimes I go onion rings. I like to mix it up. I really like to mix it up.
I do like onion rings.
And then I say to the boss man, I probably won't have a drink because I've got water at home. Occasionally I'll get a Fanta if I'm feeling really bougie.
Treat
and
yourself.
If I'm whacking it on Matt's tap. it all really depends.
Wow.
I
mean, I'm pretty excited for you guys to take me to the rivaling, is that a word?
Rival kebab shops.
Rival kebab shops. Yeah.
Of Hanwha.
Of Hanwha.
Yeah. What would you have if you had a kebab?
Well, I think your order probably sounds more likely because I'm also, vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
So if I had a lamb kebab, that'd be...
Send your prayers for me.
Very poor. So probably falafel. Chili sounds good. I probably would have garlic though.
Okay.
But I'd probably brush my teeth a bit better than you because I don't really understand this garlic.
Wait, you have to brush your tongue, don't you?
Yeah, it stays on your tongue.
Mm.
You never had
a kebab
with garlic.
Looking at your toothbrush head, I mean, I can see why you can't brush your teeth very well.
I haven't got loads of toothbrush heads left. I just don't want to get through them too quickly. I don't know where I want new ones from. It's an issue.
I should find out. You should find out.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the 5-minute stories. I know we're excited. Yanni, what you got for us?
Okay, so back in 2017, this was literally when I had graduated, and I was in that, like...
What's university like?
The whole 3 years when I actually graduated at the end.
What university did you go to real quick?
Plymouth.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
So Plymouth did physiotherapy, and anyway, at the end of that, I was going to start work, but I was like in a bit of a limbo period where basically... Work had said they'd employ me, but then hadn't given me a start date. So I was literally like floating around the house doing nothing.
Classic.
I didn't have any money. So my mum goes, oh, you know what, Jan, I'll lend you a certain amount of money and you can go out to America. So I was like, cool, do that. Anyway,
bigger mums, I'd say.
Ended up getting really cheap flights, which always ends up with you like laying over places. So you're just like stuck sleeping
so
in an airport for like 12
America.
Hours and stuff. Yeah, I don't know where I was because it's cheaper to do that somehow. I don't know. I can't
That's
remember.
Such a round the room.
I can't
it's
remember. Anyway, I was in America, got
what
there,
part
and
America?
I was. Where did he end up? I started in Las Vegas. And then I also went to San Fran and the other one, Los Angeles.
Okay. Did that.
So Cali. And basically, when I got there, I was so tired.
Did you go on your ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Just you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fair.
I was so tired and I was just like, oh, I should probably get to the hostel and then like just fall asleep and go to sleep and not wake up for a little bit, you know? Typical like traveller, you know, whatever. So ended up not doing that. Ended up being like, okay, there are loads of people sat outside drinking. I'm going to go and hang out with them for a little bit. Funnily enough, how weird is this? Two of the guys there who are from England, from Bristol, and one of them knows like my really good friend from uni. That's who both live in Bristol. They do both live in Bristol and they both cycle. But I was like, that is a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyhow, so I went out with them. We went to all these, like, I think we paid something like $10. And then we got into all these places for free.
Bargain.
Got some drinks and all that. And everyone was getting really pissed.
oh, hello.
Hello. And yeah, basically... At the end of the night, we went to this really big club and there was these guys in the VIP section and I somehow got myself in with them.
Oh, yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow. Was making the eyes, right?
Oh, yeah.
And ended up, we got this limo back to this, like, hotel.
Oh, sounds harrowing.
This is, like, harrowing.
I'm joking.
Hilarious. And... basically, in the morning, I woke up and I literally didn't know where I was. I was obviously in America. Like, all of my stuff was back in the hostel. I was like, where the hell? I could be anywhere. Anyway, okay. I did have my phone and I think I just, like, because I didn't have internet at the time, like, I just had to wing it and pay the money or whatever. And then ended up having to get, like, a bus and I was so hungover. It was so hot. So I was literally sat like a homeless person on the edge of the street waiting for this bus with my, like, head in my hands. Like, oh, my God.
Can picture it now.
And, yeah. Ended up getting back and everyone there was there like and they were like, oh, wait, you all right? Like, what happened?
A legend you are,
what happened?
Literally. What did happen?
Well, that's exactly, to be honest.
Okay. So you've ended up in like a hotel?
Hazy. Yeah, some random bougie hotel.
Do we know VIP lads were?
No.
Any guesses?
So the one of them was definitely like, he said basketball player, which is why they were in the VIP section.
Okay.
Right?
Nice.
And yeah, I just don't know how it happened, but anyway, everyone was like, "Oh, you're a fucking
legend. You're getting the eyes. You made it very clear.
You drink so much alcohol, blah blah." And I was like, "Well, I'm British. Like, that's what happens." And I do. That is definitely a thing that Americans or other people do not drink as much as
we drink like real people.
The British or Australian people.
Yeah. Heroes.
100%.
Champions of the game.
But anyway, I mean, you know, that's the story. But like on a little side note, someone else I met that night, so from my hostel. He was like, oh, I'm going to go to the Grand Canyon tomorrow, I think it was, in my, like, truck. I was like, oh, that's so sick. Can I come with you? So I got a free ride all the way across Nevada or wherever it is, Arizona, to
the Grand Canyon.
Las Vegas,
Nevada. Bunked out in in his, like, truck with him. And then walked around the Grand Canyon for a day and then came back. I was like, that was a free trip.
It's a fairly good start to your trip to America.
Yeah. I know, 100%. I'd started out being, I'd called some like company to go on like a bus.
Yeah.
So they take you around all these places in a bus and you stay with them or whatever. But it ended up being when I tried to book it, Thanksgiving. So none of the offices were open. They were like, don't fly out before you know that you can get on this trip. And I was like,
bonnet.
Do you know what? I'm going to fly out and then let me know if there's, you know, space. Anyway, they rang me and they were like, oh, it's going to be this much. And I was like, no way I'm paying, like, I think it must have been like £800 or something. When I was on my way for free to the Grand Canyon, which was one of the stops.
It worked out well.
Like, I was so happy.
That's is luck. That's 5 minutes as well.
Oh, and I've absolutely crushed your 61 milliseconds.
Nah.
23 milliseconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but Jack cheated.
And I didn't steal anything from anyone.
Apart from his petrol. There we are.
I did offer. But then he said, no, because I'm going that way as well. And I was like, you know what? Fair enough.
You also stole the drinks off the people in the VIP section and the
Max, the 5 minutes are up. Okay, you can't keep going on.
God forbid.
Tell me a joke, Max. Max is going to do a joke this week because I haven't thought of one. And we're going to see if he can, like, be funny. So give it a go, Max.
Right. So there's a fella redesigning his house.
Nice.
A shout out to my mum for this joke, by the way. So
shout out, Mumsy.
So fella's redesigning his house. And he goes to his next door neighbour and goes, oh, you've knocked your centre wall through as well, so you've got the full lounge. How many rolls of wallpaper did you buy? And he was like, oh, I bought 12. So the guy sort of looks at her and goes, okay, fair enough. I'll go out and buy 12. Goes B&Q, buys 12, comes back, does his whole room, and he's got 4 left over. So he knocks on his next door neighbor's house and goes, mate, what do you mean 12? I've got 4 left over. Next neighbor just turns around and goes, yeah, so do I.
That was good.
That's a good joke.
Very good.
Yeah, heard that one today.
But then, that means that they would have 8 left over.
And they could do one more
And they
house.
Could do one more together. Yeah. Together. Just bringing the community
upcycling.
Together.
Isn't it upcycling?
Yeah, I think so.
You have a shared one of them.
I need to upcycle this whole house.
Oh, cheers, Jan.
Wish me luck. No. Honestly, absolutely lovely.
Thank you.
Just
that'll do.
Next. Okay,
moving on.
Jack, have you got a 5-minute story for us?
There we
are. Let's go, buddy.
There you go, bro. You can be in time with the timer.
3, 2, 1. Start.
Okay, cool. So mine is from when I went... our cricket team won the league and there was just big league dinner up at Lord's.
Wait, do you play cricket?
I do play cricket.
Unbelievable.
Zing
You've
is
never
left
mentioned
right
that.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. So anyway, league dinner up at Lord's. I'd sort of... hadn't played the whole season. The ones I probably played like 6 or 7 games.
I thought it was only 2.
Absolutely nothing for them that season. In fact, just any season I haven't done a whole lot for them. But anyway, so we went to this league dinner. I went with 2 of my really good friends that I've sort of known the whole way through, like Colts, and they're a year older than us, so I know them really well. We've gone up with... combined, we hadn't played many games, so we thought, this would be fun. This would be funny. This would be jokes. Let's do it. So we did it. And we got up there, massive dinner at Lord's, and we're sort of drinking our way through it.
Does he want to mention Lord's one more time?
Where did you go?
So we went to Lord's. you know, everyone there, you sort of know a lot of people from around the clubs and that, because you just do. And yeah, we're getting on the sauce. Befriended the waiter. He was a lovely chap.
Legends!
We knew him by name. We got some photos with him. Top lads. He was like our personal waiter by the end. He just came and chatted to us, bought us drinks, and then would leave. Didn't really serve anyone else. It wasn't great at his job.
Did you tip him?
Did we tip
him?
Of course we did.
No, you didn't, did you?
I didn't personally.
Yeah. I knew he didn't.
No, I didn't personally, but as a group we did.
Oh, okay.
Just because one person had cash and the rest of us didn't.
Classic.
Right, okay.
Generation Z.
And then someone said to us, why don't we go out? So there are 3 of us are sort of... there's probably about 15 of us, but we weren't all together. We were on 2 separate tables. They turned to us and said, you're coming out? We're like, yeah, we'll have a go. So off with Troy, down to Soho. Superb. Good start already.
So you've never left Lord's.
We have left
Lord's. So you were at Lord's, and now you've left
there. You must have cried when you left there. You loved that place.
Did you take a photo with it? Selfie?
I've got millions of selfies, yeah, from that night. Got me with the trophy for my match winning performances, which I don't think there were any that year.
So you don't have any trophies?
No, I've got a picture of the trophy.
I've got photos of trophy and never fucking won one.
Do you know, that's true, actually. One of my mates from my tennis tournament, I took a photo of his trophy.
Yeah.
And it's my Tinder photo, so... Anyway, we've left Lord's. That's just to confirm, we did leave Lord's. I went to Soho.
So you were at Lord's and you've left.
And we've gone to Soho. And it was great. We got out. Us 3 arrived before the other, like, 6 that were coming out. And we've phoned them. No answer. They said, well, we'd be at this place called Archer Street, or be at 1. As we've got out of the cab, would you believe there's a bar on the left called Jack Solomon's? No word of a lie. It's named after me.
That's your name.
It's named after me. So obviously we've gone in. She couldn't believe my name was Jack Solomon, the lady on the door. I was like, I know. Incredible. Gone in, asked them for a free drink, they said no.
at least you asked.
I've since unfollowed them on Instagram. I'm
not
bitter.
You know that TV programme where it's like the boss goes undercover and...
Undercover
boss.
That show.
I do actually own the place. Someone got fired or promoted. I don't know which way you're going to do that. Anyway, and then we've sort of got a phone call from the others saying we're in this place called Archer Street Bar. So we've gone, cool. Left Jack Solomon's. Very happily, because they didn't give me a free drink.
That's really sad. When they left you, was it, you know, they break up with you at the same time? Like, you know, because they left you.
Who left me?
You said, oh, they've left Jack Solomon's.
Oh, no. Shut up.
Sorry,
too much for his little head.
I can't comprehend that. So anyway, we've gone across to Archer Road. Now, we couldn't get in. You have to be on the list. It's one of those sort of places.
Back to Jack Solomon.
Yeah, literally.
Lord's is nice, but anyway...
One of the lads who was there the night before would just got himself in. He just sort of made it up, just got in, lied, made himself in. Now, the 3 of us are stood there, us 3 young guns. We sort of look up to these lads that had already made it in there, sort of like club legends, going out all the time. We're sort of sitting there like, what should we do? The smoking area was a velvet fence. It was just a bit of rope. So what have we done? We've hopped the fence. I'll say the fence. We've hopped the velvet rope. Walked in. We're in Archer Road. Street, bar, place. Incredible. And then we found out, gone downstairs. We then lost one of our mates because he got caught trying to jump the fence. We've got him back in a minute.
Okay.
Gone downstairs. Got on the shots. Turns out you have to be over 25 to get in. We were 21 at the time. We ended up in this amazing bar, in this amazing club. Shot of three. We were living at large. It was absolutely superb. Probably one of the best nights. It was absolutely superb. Probably one of the best nights of my life. And I was wearing a suit the whole time, so I looked dapper as anything.
That is legendary.
And yeah, it was a cracking night. Although, for a round of seven beers, or eight beers maybe it was, I split it with one of my friends, one of the young lads, and it cost us something ridiculous, like £60 for eight beers. And they were bottles of Cobra.
Cobra's not even that nice.
I know. I was fuming.
Wow.
So yeah, what a banging night that was. That is... And I suited up and I looked incredible. I looked dapper and I had a great time.
Can I say it one more time?
I went to Lords. Oh, right, you've taken the mic there. Yeah, I finished right on
time. I did show you the time though.
Saying I went to Lords really took it over the 5 minutes. 5 minutes and 1 second and 95 milliseconds, mate.
Yeah.
This is why I'm the official timekeeper.
Out of luck.
So have you been back to Jack Solomon's since?
No. I did put a photo up on Instagram. They didn't even like that or reply to that, so I gave up.
As in, did you tag them in the photo?
Did I tag them in the photo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, since I untagged them.
Not better about it.
Swiftly, we're going to bring back another classic.
Not a classic, we did it last week.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was classic. Alternative film endings. But this week, I'm going to give you two the same film endings come up with. Mm-hmm. Basically, I watched WALL-E the other day with Yanni. And basically, I thought the ending was could have been better. So I want you guys to come up with an alternative film ending.
Can you give me a quick debrief? I haven't seen it.
Right, so WALL-E is this robot that stays on Earth trying to like fold up all the rubbish. Yeah. Oh, everyone's left in a big spaceship.
The Axiom.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Oh, right, I
haven't seen this in a while. I haven't seen that film in a while. Oh, the Axiom. Ridiculous. Right.
I'm sorry, I'm clever.
Right, anyway, all these people have left in a spaceship and they've left robots.
What's the spaceship called?
I don't care. The Axiom. Okay. To fold up bits
of... What's with
Jack Solomon's,
anyway?
Better than
Norman's. To fold up... Anyway, WALL-E is like this trash robot.
I know what WALL-E is. I'm just saying what happens at the end.
Oh,
what
happens at the end? Okay, so Eva, the girl who picks up the plant,
yeah.
They get the plant into the spaceship, and finally, this is what it's all about. The plant gets lost, and they have to find it around the spaceship, blah, blah, blah. They find it, they stick it in the...
The white robot that floats.
Yeah. They stick it... Nice. They stick it in the like green bit, and then the spaceship then... directly goes home. That the route from that
back to
takes them home
America
to home
to rehabilitate.
It is America, but it's still obviously covered in trash and stuff. However, the panning out vision is of loads more green stuff, isn't it, with soil?
Yeah. But I want a better ending because it was a bit nice.
Okay, I've got mine.
Well, not nice enough. I can't work it out. Max,
you go ahead.
So the aliens of the planet Blorg come up in another spaceship.
I bloody knew the planet Blorg would come up. It's unreal.
Classic bloody Blorg. So the Axiom, what they have to do...
Wait, I didn't know that's the spaceship.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. I'm here for it, don't
I? So the plant actually grows around and creates like a... You know how Poison Ivy does it? Like, and creates barriers with her plant stuff. It like does this magical Disney... It was Pixar. There's a magic growing thing.
Okay.
Okay, round... And the vines come out
in space. Yeah.
In space.
This is
All right.
Derived of oxygen and
It's but, a talking fucking robot.
Oi. Okay.
Most of them talk.
What?
If you go, hey Siri.
By the way, WALL-E doesn't talk. He just says his name, which is what he's programmed to do. Just saying. He does it all within like.
Does your Hoover speak to you? Anyway. So they come out. And they're fighting off all the spaceships around the outside.
Okay.
And then.
Is this the leaves?
All the vines, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're hitting all the spaceships, defending themselves. But one of the spaceships gets a really good hit on one of the, I'm going to say, propeller thing, which takes it down. And it's like actually heading for another planet. Let's make up a planet's name. Don't know.
Okay. Anyway,
but then the driver...
I've never heard of the planet, don't know.
It's a really nice planet. But the driver's been knocked out and he's all concussed. Like, fuck, fuck, fuck. So... Eva and WALL-E have to like reprogram the ship and then they direct it to Earth, and it's a big crash landing, and it's only two people survive, and their names are Adam and Eve.
No.
Bang.
No. What came first?
The chicken.
Brilliant.
Danny, you got anything better than that? From aliens from the planet Blore?
I don't know, because I was going to go with, you know, something like, or they all, you know, crash and die. But you've basically done that, but leaving two people to survive.
I mean, them crashing and dying is a more insane ending than two people surviving.
I reckon little Wally and Eva's, like, their combined, you know, whatever it is.
Programming.
Then create this really cool
robot baby.
Robot baby.
So they have robot babies.
They have a singular
robot
baby.
So like this half-white, sleek-looking robot.
Yep.
And Wally, who's just like a... like a.
Don't you dare say it.
Say what?
You were going to be
it's
like...
a trash bot.
Oh, God.
He's a broken robot, yeah.
Yes, that
okay.
one.
That's
and
a
then,
true love story, I'll
and
tell
then
you.
It'd be called...
it's like Lady and the Tramp.
Wally-ver.
Wally-ver. Wally-ver.
Creative. Better than Blorg.
Yeah.
How have you come up with Blorg?
And then Adam, Eve, Wally, Eva, and Wally-ver.
Right.
Rule the world.
Rule the world.
Rule Earth.
That's not very Wally or Eva like them.
Can
I watched
just,
that film and they were lovely people.
What
robots.
We found out yesterday, I don't know if you know, but we've got Amazon, like, what's her name? Alexa.
Yeah.
On the thing.
Speaking
and you speak
to
into the remote.
Yeah.
And we asked her a question about space and she said something like, in however many years, there's going to be loads of, like, satellites that create this, like, I don't know, like a sphere around the Earth. So it's like a second layer of the Earth. So then we won't be able to send any, like, robots up at all. And that's what happens in Wally.
Like another
Rosa. It's literally predicted. No. So, like, there's Earth, and then the outside, there's, like, all these floating old, like, space things.
Oh, because they've been collected in gravity. And
yeah.
Mad.
And then
how
we
many
wouldn't
years
be able
this?
To do space stuff.
Thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands
set.
Of years.
When
Wally's
set.
Basically, I mean,
could
that's the future.
Could be set next week,
that's
to be fair. 2020 is going that way.
Another thing is that in Wally, you know how last time we had a quiz and I said there were only a few less vertebrae in the back? I was thinking about Wally, because they got less bones.
Who have less bones?
The people in the future.
So,
the
basically,
guys...
Yanni's a physio. A question came up in a quiz. How many vertebrae does the average person have? Now, knowing a physio like we do, we thought she'll know the answer.
We'll give her this one.
Yeah. She got it wrong. So,
throw up your exes.
Good luck in your
Buy
new job, and I hope they enjoy having you. They're going. People are going to be like so achy because she's missed a vertebrae out their back. She'll
I mean,
be like,
I didn't put them in.
Shouldn't be a vertebrae there. I don't know what this bone is. Oh, well.
Also, that's more chiro, isn't it?
I don't know.
Muscles and bones. And
well, I don't know.
I mean,
anyway, I'm backing you up here, so don't be a prick.
This week's shout out goes to. Our friend Lottie. You're not going to believe it, but it's another food blog.
It is.
It's another food Instagram. She calls it For Christ's Bakes. She's a play on word for Christ's sake.
I haven't heard that.
That's
for Christ's
really
Bakes.
Good.
It's quite good,
that
yeah.
Good.
And she makes these amazing cakes.
Oh, she does. She does. I've been here a week. We've had like two deliveries. I'm so excited. And one of them was vegan and you didn't even try it.
No, I've eaten two now.
Oh, well done.
Okay, you fat shit.
Anyway, she does these amazing cakes. And they look banging, and they are banging. And she did a bakes thing, and she tried to raise money for Alzheimer's, or has raised money for Alzheimer's. You can still donate.
Mm-hmm.
Find her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
She does amazing cakes. You can get her to bake you a cake, and she will for money.
Mm-hmm.
But they look really cool. You can see on her Instagram. She did one for someone's dad, and it looks bougie as fuck.
They've done another one for someone's sister
good.
As well.
Like the decoration on top is incredible.
Mm.
And actually, yeah, the cake's incredible as well.
Yeah, very good.
So it's everything you want. So yeah, shout out to Lottie for Christ's Bakes.
If you want to have a look at it, we'll tag it on our Instagram this week.
Always. I think that's us for this week.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. Thank you, Yanni, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, you didn't have much choice because you live in now.
Yeah. I was going to make a really bad joke there.
Are you
but I'm
sure?
Not going,
you
no,
was,
I'm
this,
not going to.
Was it something to do with me being a girl? Because apparently that's really funny.
No, that's what
it?
Jack does. That's, don't bring me into that. I'm not happy.
Sorry,
slander.
I'll let it go now. It's over 30 minutes ago. It's fine.
Thank you. That's staying with us for the next week. Thank you everyone for listening. Shout out Lottie. See you all next week. Eat fresh, drink original. Bless up.
Stay
Any
safe.
More to add?
Stay safe. Look after yourselves.
How many vertebrae in the back?
There's. In the average
are you sure there's 33
I 100% 33
there you
final
go.
Answer
33 vertebrae in the back. We'll see you all next week. Don't fall off any bikes. Be safe. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.